Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Giants had the world in their hands, and they screwed it up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Giants had the world in their hands, and they screwed it up. A golden opportunity to pick first in the NFL draft. And all you had to do was lose the final two games. And the Giants are in such a unique situation because normally the teams that are vying for the number one overall pick don't have a franchise quarterback. The Giants do. I think Jackson Dart is the next great quarterback in this league. So the Giants are set at the position that is most important on the field. The Giants have found the thing that so many teams in the league are searching for, the franchise quarterback. When you have that player and you also are presented with the chance to get the number one overall pick, you do everything in your power to secure that. And what made this season even more opportunistic to have the number one overall pick is there was another team in this town that has all these picks, that sold off Sauce Gardner, that traded off Quinnen Williams. A team that has searched forever for their franchise quarterback. A team, a franchise, a fan base that is desperate for a quarterback. That's the Jets. They have all these picks in the first round. They have all these picks in the second round. And the Giants could have gotten the number one overall pick and traded that to the Jets for their picks. Hand in hand. Like, I'm a Giant fan. I know a lot of Giant fans out there listening right now. There's a lot of Jet fans out there listening right now. We had the opportunity to secure the number one overall pick. Hand in hand. We could have walked across the stage together and awkwardly hugged Roger Goodell during the draft. We as a state, New York, even though we play in Jersey, we could have secured the number one overall pick together. The Giants in name right. They then would trade it to the Jets for all their picks. The Giants have their franchise quarterback. They can build around Jackson Dart. And the Jets can get the thing they have been looking for forever. The thing you need in the NFL to succeed. And that is a franchise quarterback. But they screwed it up. Now, I was the start dart guy. Now, this is a new time slot for me. After hours. I'll be doing the overnights here Sunday into Monday. You could also catch me, you know, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night here on The Fan, 7 p.m. when there's no game, and, you know, around 10 o'clock when there are games. If you are not familiar with me, I was the guy in August that put a sign on his chest that said, Start Dart. I was the first guy on this radio station to believe in Jackson Dart. I wanted Jackson Dart to be the starter in week one. And I was laughed at. I was mocked. I was called an idiot. And that was just by my family members. Tiki called me a moron, but I was right. Jackson Dart should have been the quarterback from week one. And then when we got to the end of the year, even though I was the start dart guy in week one and a lot of people disagreed with me, I then became the relaxing Jackson guy. Because I think the Giants, and I asked Tiki to send them a note during study hall, perhaps he didn't do that. The Giants should have benched Jackson Dart for Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson gave him the best chance to lose these games. And the mission and the goal was to lose. That's what's best for Jackson Dart. That's what's best for this franchise. To lose games. Like I saw things on Twitter today that almost made my head explode. We beat the Cowboys. The Giants beat the Cowboys. That's a great thing. Can we get back to reality? The Cowboys benched their quarterback at halftime. The Cowboys laid down. The Cowboys put their sword on the ground and said, we're good. Season's over. So the Giants, yes, beat the Cowboys, but the Cowboys quit on the game. There is no carryover into next season for beating the Cowboys in Week 18. There is no carryover into next season for the Giants beating the Raiders in Week 17. Like, if Jackson Dart is sitting here 5 years from now, hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and the interviewer says, Jackson, what led to you winning the Super Bowl with the Giants? I can promise you that Jackson Dart will not say, well, you know, that win against the Raiders in 2025 at the end of the season, that really propelled this franchise in my career. Get lost. There's no carryover. What will turn this team around is hiring the right head coach. More on that in a little bit. What will turn this team around is building. Now, I said all along that I think the roster is not the issue. Sure, they need another receiver. They need some help in the secondary. But I think Joe Shane overall has done a much better job than people give him credit for. I think the biggest issue with the Giants has been coaching. And coaching will certainly turn this team around. They hire the right guy, they can win 10 games next year. But it gives you a much better advantage if you have more picks in the first round and second round to build around your franchise quarterback. And the way you do that is by losing these last two games. Now, I know everybody doesn't like the word, or a lot of you out there, you don't like the word tank. And if you're not familiar with me and you haven't heard me before on The Fan, I have been on a quest, a mission, to come up with a softer word or phrase for tanking. Because I think tanking's a dirty word. It's a word that people don't want to... Well, organizations don't tank, Loogie. Or players don't tank, Loogie. Maybe the organization does, but the players don't. And I think that if we come up with the softer word or phrase for it, people will be able to wrap their head around it a hell of a lot better. So that's a mission that I'm on, and that's a mission that we are all going to go on together here on After Hours. You could either hit me up at Tommy Lugauer on Twitter, or you could call the station here, 888-808-1019. I've gotten a lot of them through the weeks because I've been doing this for about a month or so. Nothing that's been a 10 out of 10. I really want a 12 out of 10. And once I get that, that will be the one that we put on a t-shirt and we use and I use forever. Like, the best one I have is Back to the Future, but for obvious reasons, I can't put that on a t-shirt. But you're going back to get to the future. So you're losing, but you're ultimately winning. So what I would tell you, the homework assignment, is to think of Walt Disney when he's talking about Epcot. That's the best way I would describe it. And come up with a phrase. Remember, all soft words. No losing, no falling, no nothing that has a negative connotation. And once we together come up with that word or phrase, I will use it and take credit for it. No, I'll give you credit, maybe, if I remember who gave it to me. But tanking is a dirty word. But it's the situation that we are in. Like, I'm not the problem. I'm part of the solution. The NFL is set up where there is no lottery. People do not take ping pong balls out of a hat to determine who is the number one overall pick. You lose the most amount of games, you get the number one overall pick. That's the situation. So if you don't like it, well, then I would petition to get a lottery. But until then, we all have to be part of the solution. And losing these games over the last 2 weeks, that was the solution. But instead, the Giants won those two games. And they screwed over not just themselves, but also the Jets. Now you can say, who cares about the Jets? But I'm in the giving mood. I'm in the festive mood. And I am in the football has been so bad in New York mood for so long for both franchises. Like, the Giants have had a year here where they make the playoffs, a year there where they make the playoffs, but otherwise, they've been the Jets. Let's be real. The Jets are the worst organization in all of sports. Period. They have the longest drought across all four major sports. Now, I'm not a hockey expert, but that means every single hockey team has made the playoffs since the Jets have. So if the Atlanta Thrashers are still around, they've made the playoffs more recently. If the Hartford Whalers are still around, they have made the playoffs more recently. The Utah Woolly Mammoth, or whatever team name they've decided on there in Utah, they've made the playoffs more recently than the Jets. So the Giants had an opportunity to not only help themselves, but to help the Jets. We could have secured the number one overall pick. But instead, the Giants are picking fifth. The Jets are now in a situation where the Raiders are not going to trade out of the number one overall pick. They're going to draft Mendoza. And the Jets are going to be in a situation where they can't control their own destiny. They don't have the pick of the litter. And I think based on the fact that football has been so bad in this town for so long, when you get a golden opportunity like this, when you get the world in your hands like the Giants had, you don't screw it up. You do everything in your power to lose because that's the game. Now, we could talk about it changing. We could talk about a lottery. We could talk about how it's not great for the sport for fans to root to lose. But you're ultimately rooting for them to win. And picking, the difference between picking, you know, fifth or sixth or seventh, that can mean the difference. Like, how many times has there been a player where he went on to be a Hall of Famer, he was picked fifth, and your team was picking seventh? Had you been picking fifth, you might have got him. He could have been a Hall of Famer, and perhaps you would have won a Super Bowl or had more sustained success. Like, I'll take winning games and going to the playoffs at this point for both franchises, and they should both be in that situation and both have that mentality. More on that in just a little bit with the Giants, because I do, as far as their head coaching search, because I do have a candidate that I am going to put my stamp on. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Raheem Morris has already been let go by the Falcons. Stefanski could be on his way out. We don't know what's going on in Baltimore with the Ravens. But I'm going to go based off of right now at 2:12 in the morning on Monday, based on the candidates that are available right now. To me, there's only one guy that fits the bill for the Giants. There's only one guy that I want to be the head coach, the CEO, the adult in the room to turn this team around. There are building blocks. They have a franchise quarterback. They have a number one wide receiver. They have a really good running back room. The offensive line has improved under Joe Shane's watch. The defensive line, which underachieved this year, to me, that's more on coaching and scheme. The talent is there to win. I still wanted more picks because you can never have enough talent. You can never have enough depth. And depth has been an issue with the Giants over the years, and one of the reasons why they haven't been successful. But ultimately, it comes down to coaching. And we will get into that in just 1 second. But the Giants had everything in their hands, and they screwed it up. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. After hours here, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night. Let's go to Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey. What's up, Walt?
Hey, Lugie, congratulations with the new show.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Walt. Now, before, because we're just getting to know each other here, I've never heard of Oceanport, New Jersey. That feels like a new... Did you make that town up? I've heard of, like, Oceanside.
No, I don't know.
Oceanport. Now, where... If I'm on a map, let's say I'm in Belmar, New Jersey, okay? So I'm Belmar, New Jersey. Yeah. That's a person. Where is Oceanport, New Jersey in comparison to that?
It's about 20 miles north, maybe 15 miles north.
So are you down? You're down the shore, though. You listen. If you have ocean in the name, and I get there, and there's no water, that's false advertising. You're near the water.
Well, no, we'll just go over to Keith McPherson's house. I mean, like because he grew up in Ocean Township. So,
but is there an ocean?
We're very close.
But are you near the ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
Very close.
Good.
To you.
All right. What do you got on the Giants?
Okay, so actually, I was my phone call started off because, like, Lori, you know, your previous host, she was all about, you know, I think the problem is right now. I think that the Giants, I think it's management.
Walt, hold on 1 second, man. And look, we're all it's all good. You know, this is that felt like a little bit of a false start. That we look like the Jets there. We look like the Giants. That's no problem. We're doing live radio, but even with live radio, we could do a replay. And perhaps I'll review here. And maybe I threw you off with the ocean stuff. That's cool. We're going to take a reset. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. After hours, Tommy Lugauer here. Lugie in the late night. Let's go to Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey. Walt, what's on your mind, my friend?
Okay.
Yes.
What's on my mind is that I thought it was ridiculous to play Jackson Dart the second half of the game today. I don't understand why we have to win these games. These are like meaningless games. And I'm upset that like now we've fallen to number five in the draft. Okay. When we were number one, all we had to do was like lose the games. There's a whole conundrum that the way that the draft is like done, I just don't really think that was he got his head like taken off like five.
Yeah, I mean, well, you brought up a couple good points there. I personally have seen enough from Jackson Dart heading into the game against the Raiders to know that he's the goods. Like when you look at this season for the Giants and you take a gander at the games that they lost. When you think back to the Broncos game, when you think back to the 49ers game, just to name a few, even the Lions game, there were so many, the Chiefs, that was more of a Russell Wilson thing, but the Cowboys game, there was a lot of losses here that had to do with bad coaching. Not Jackson Dart. Now, I understand one of those games was started by Russ, one of those games was started by Winston, but overall the coaching has been horrific. I mean, Bowen, Dable, Kafka, you can't find three worse coaches. I think Dable actually is good for a coordinator, but as far as a head coach, he was in way over his head. There were so many losses this year that could have been wins. And when I think of Jackson Dart, and I look at Jackson Dart's rookie season, 99% of the time, he didn't look like a rookie. Now, they protected him against the Vikings. I understand that. Brian Flores is one of the best defensive coordinators in the sport. He eats rookie quarterbacks for breakfast, so they made a vanilla game plan and they tried to protect Jackson Dart, both physically and just emotionally, because that was going to be a wreck no matter what. But when you look at the games with Dable, especially with Dart, it was coaching. Jackson Dart does not look like a rookie. He looks poised. He looks the part. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to start Dart right out of the gate, because I knew that coming from college under the tutelage of Lane Kiffin, I could see it in his... I met him out of training camp, albeit for 5 minutes, but still, you can get a good gauge of somebody just in the way they carry themselves. Like, if the moment is going to be too big, it's not for Jackson Dart. He is the perfect temperament. He has the perfect amount of cockiness, confidence, which is, you know, borders on each other sometimes. You want to be right there on the line, confident in the cockiness. He has both. And he has that spark, along with Scadaboo, that this team desperately needed. So when I evaluate Jackson Dart going into these last two games, I already saw everything I needed to see. And I think he already has enough knowledge to succeed in this league. Like, nothing that Jackson Dart learned against beating the Raiders or beating the Cowboys is going to matter. There's no carryover. It's not building a culture. It goes into the ether, these wins. But what it does is it screws up your draft position, which was the most important thing. The Giants had the world in their hands, and they screwed it up. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Jay in Woodmere. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Appreciate you.
I called in a few weeks back. I suggested a new term. I was talking about Shohei Ohtani suggesting a new term for tanking. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why it didn't take off. I think it worked a lot better than Back to the Future. I'm not sure if you remember. I called into Evan and Tiki.
Jay, I got to be honest with you. We've done so many of these now that I don't specifically remember. And for the audience who didn't hear it for the first time, just remind everybody what it was.
Well, do you know how much Shohei Ohtani is getting paid this year?
Yeah, I think he's getting paid $25. He's deferred all his... He deferred hundreds of millions of dollars, and I think he receives like $100 and like a coupon to a movie, him and a guest. I think that's what his contract, which by the way is a great contract. I mean, that's really why the Dodgers are in the situation they're in, is because Ohtani has deferred all his money. But yeah, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's not a lot compared to what he's worth.
So what I said is that the Giants have to do the same thing. They should have deferred this win against the Cowboys to next year.
Deferred the win. Now, Jay, not bad. I don't like it being just one word. I like it more as a phrase. So I guess you could say that's deferred the win. They're deferring their wins.
They're deferring wins.
Not bad.
Deferred wins.
Not bad. And I said this to you at the time, Jay, I think. Now this is now coming back into my brain. I'm having an epiphany. You know, lightning has just struck my brain. Shmi. But I think at the time I said it was about I'm going to say 7.5 out of 10, which, by the way, is great. I mean, 7.5 out of 10. I mean, you're graduating on time, which is, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, it gets you in the Hall of Fame. But if it's baseball, you got 7 hits out of 10. I mean, if you hit 7 3-pointers out of 10, you're amazing. But for this, Jay, I'm looking for that 10 out of 10. I'm looking for that 12 out of 10. And to me, deferring the win, it's not the one I'm looking for. But we're going to keep trying. And, Jay, I need you to keep shooting. So if you didn't like it, if I don't like this one, call me back in a week. We'll get there. Just call me back. We'll figure it out.
I also think that there's a much bigger problem than the Giants winning games, and that is Joe Shane, who cannot draft, can't develop, clearly can't get good coaches. He's just not good at managing a football team.
Well, what I would say is this. He drafted Jackson Dart. Now, I understand that Brian Daboll deserves most of the credit.
Evan Neal.
He also drafted, but you're not going to draft every single player. Not every single pick is going to be a hit. Not every single pick is going to be a miss. Evan Neal is a problem. Tay Banks is a problem. It's not a perfect resume. But what I would say about Joe Shane, Jay, and this is why, and I got a lot of flack for this, but whatever, it's my grading system. I gave Joe Shane a few weeks ago a B+. Because when I look at the best player on offense for the Giants, who would that be? Jackson Dart. Who drafted him? Joe Shane. Second best player, Malik Nabers. Who drafted him? Joe Shane. Cam Scataboo, who won the hearts and minds of all Giant fans this year until he unfortunately got injured. He was a steal. What was he, like a third, fourth round pick? He was a steal. That's Joe Shane. Tyrone Tracy. Pretty good, right? Joe Shane. Who's the best defensive player on the team? Brian Burns. Great trade by Joe Shane. This defensive line outside of Dexter Lawrence, which is underperformed, but I think it's more coaching and scheme. Joe Shane put this D-line together. The O-line, which we got one of the biggest, I think it's trope is the word I'm looking for here, or one of the most frequent calls we've gotten to this station. Because we've all, you know, I've been working here forever. I've been a listener, you know, the majority of my life. The Wilpons need to sell. That's a big one. The Giants' offensive line stinks, which is what I'm leading to here. When's the last time you yourself picked up the phone and said that? When's the last time you heard anybody on this station say that, caller or host? When's the last time? You haven't heard in a while. Why? Because the offensive line has played a lot better. Who has built that offensive line up? Joe Shane. I think it all comes down to coaching. The roster is there. Not complete. Not complete. That's why it's a B+. If I said A+, then I would say it's a complete roster. But I gave it a B+. But they need the right guy at the helm. And I have the right guy in mind, and I will get that to you in the next half hour. But the coaching has been so abysmal that it has masked what I believe is a good roster. And at times could be a really good roster. Look back on this season. Look at all the games the Giants played. And I know you want to move on from it. It's been an awful year. But I think this is a good exercise, especially now that, you know, you got a couple of days here before the NFL playoffs and all that stuff. Go through every single game and say, if we had, and name the great head coach. Doesn't have to be available. You can say Sean McVay. You can say Mike Tomlin. You can say Andy Reid. Just name the Mike Vrabel. If we had that head coach for that game, go through the schedule. Would the Giants have won that game? Go through all of them. And then come up with the record. And then tell me Joe Shane's the problem. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Christian in Kings Park. What's up, Christian?
Hey, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Thank you. What's happening?
So one quick phrase, mm-hmm. Instead of tanking.
Yeah. What do you got?
Slow cooking.
Slow cooking, you said?
Yeah. Like, you know, when, like, you have to, you know, like, you know, let, like, the ribs, like, smoke or let the brisket, you know, it takes a while. So it's sort of like a way of just saying, hey, you know, we're going to let this marinate for a little bit.
We're braising. And we're braising, basically, here. Yeah. I don't, Christian, you seem like a nice guy. And I appreciate that you called, and maybe we could go out sometime for a coffee or something. Maybe we could see a Broadway show. It just doesn't fit, my friend. And that's okay. By the way, there are no bad answers here. If I was creative, I would have came up with it already. That's why I'm putting you guys to work. Believe me, I would have just came up with it. I would have put it on a T-shirt, and I would tweet it out all the time. I don't have it. It just, it didn't fit there. The slow cooking, it just doesn't fit. We have to figure out a way, because again, and if you're just tuning in right now, and if you're new to me, you know, Tommy Lugauer here on After Hours, overnight Sunday into Monday, and then evenings, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night here on The Fan. I've been on a quest. I'm like Frodo in Lord of the Rings to find a softer phrase for tanking, because I know a lot of people listening right now, and I know a lot of hosts here. I'm sure Joe doesn't like that word, Beningo. Tiki, I know for a fact, doesn't like it. I don't know Boomer's opinion on it. I'll get it later. I'll see somebody here in the hall from the morning show. I would imagine he doesn't like that word. I mean, played in the league. It's a dirty word. It's, ooh, we don't tank. But if I said you're draft harvesting for a better tomorrow, again, channel your inner Walt Disney talking about Epcot. Like when Walt Disney talked about Epcot, you're like, this sounds like the greatest thing ever. Meanwhile, he's talking about a place where you're going to sit online for 4 hours in 98 degree heat. And people pop $500 to go do it. Why? Because he made it sound so good. So if we make tanking sound better, like when your wife says, oh, does this shirt make me look fat? Well, even if it does, don't say it, dummy. Find a softer way to say it. Don't lie straight to her face because she knows the answer. That's the thing. Do you know why I pulled you over? Yes, of course. Now that you don't want to incriminate yourself, don't say anything in addition. You know, stick within the lines. But the softer you say it, the better it is. Tanking. Ugh! Teams don't tank. We're draft strategizing. We're going back to the future. We're slow cooking our ribs, like the last caller said, to get a better draft pick. Because ultimately, you know what wins in the NFL? Head coach, GM, quarterback. That's it. Those are the building blocks. The successful teams in the NFL have all three. They have a marriage between the three. And when you can get all of those, you will win year in and year out. You know how you get that quarterback? By getting the best draft pick possible. That's it. That's how you do it. It gives you a better chance to get your guy. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer here on After Hours. So Lugie in the late night. We'll get to your calls in just 1 second here on the Giants. We'll open up the Jets conversation in about, I'd say, in the 3 o'clock hour. Certainly Aaron Rodgers getting into the playoffs and how that ties into the Jets. Aaron Glenn's future. I also have a trade idea for the Jets that I want to throw your way coming up. And a coach that's out there that I think the Jets should hire as a coordinator. So that's coming up. But in the next half hour, I will give you my candidate. The guy I want, based on the people that are available, the guy that I think is the perfect fit to be the next head coach of the Giants. It's After Hours here on The Fan.